from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The NFL executive that put this out is Brandon Bean. Brandon Bean is now setting the stage for one of the all-time dumbest trades in the history of the NFL when the Buffalo Bills decide to part ways with Josh Allen. Because an anonymous story like this doesn't benefit anybody.
Okay, that's Craig Carton. He is on FS1. Formerly WFAN in New York. I read the quote. Okay, here's let's set the stage here, Nate. This past week, in Jeremy Fowler's ESPN rankings that he does, NFL front office executives, scouts, coaches, he does a top 10. And there's usually a quote attached to a lot of the guys, each position. And Josh Allen, I don't even know where Josh Allen ranked. Did he finish second, third? Where did Josh Allen even rank in that?
Third behind Mahomes and Burrow.
Okay. Great. So he finishes third. But within the piece, there's a quote from an anonymous executive saying he's the most overrated player in the league, or he's so overrated, whatever. He makes a lot of bad decisions, throws picks. Okay. All that stuff. So that has caused a lot of back and forth, and of course it's going to, and it fires everybody up. And that's a stupid thing to say. So people are wondering, who the heck would say that? My theory is it came from an executive who had a pre-draft notion of Josh Allen. And by the way, before we even move on to this, shout out to our great engineer here, Al Maranka. Al just came in here and fixed our call screener. Even while we have this global outage, and he's like, I can fix all this for you. Internally, we're having some computer issues because you might be having them also. And Al just came in here. He's a wizard. He just like fixed it. So I can see who's calling now, even though we already could have you call. I just couldn't see that, and Evan would have to tell us. Now I can see it. Thank you, Al. These are the people that make our jobs
the real MVP.
Way easier, right? Yeah, you're the real MVP. That's exactly right. So my theory is it came from an executive who had a pre-draft notion of Josh Allen who just won't accept the fact of how great he is. I have no idea.
I agree with that. That's my notion.
That's my theory. Craig Carton
has another theory.
Says, as you just heard there, I think it's Brandon Bean. He's saying this to set the stage. I will tell you, though, after listening to the clip, I think he's joking because he's saying it's so absurd. I'm going to say something even more absurd about it. That's what I think he's doing. I do not think he's being serious. I don't think Craig Carton actually believes that Brandon Bean did that. That's my thought.
I don't think Craig Carton believes a lot of what he says. So I think he says a lot of pretty crazy stuff. I would genuinely hope it's a joke because there's just not a lot of Listen, and also, it's not like he comes out in that clip, too. It's not like he's like, I think this might be Brandon Bean. Like, no, it's Brandon Bean. Is this who it is? That's who's the anonymous source behind this quote. Yeah, it's not Brandon Bean. I don't even know how I can get there.
Here's how I can completely already debunk that it would be Brandon Bean. If you ever wanted to trade a player, why would you say he's overrated?
Yeah, why would you try to deflate his value?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the number one. It doesn't matter. From there, it's a non-starter. It didn't come from Brandon Bean loves Josh Allen, of course. Brandon Bean has said that he wants to make sure that he can kind of, one year he won't have to hopefully rework Josh's contract to keep this going. And, you know, the way it's moving now with how they have to kind of reset his deal every once in a while. And he couldn't wait to say, he said, he couldn't wait to pay him. If you have to pay him, it means he's great. The story itself is just wild that someone would say it. But if you read the Craig Carton thing, which I did yesterday, and then you hear it the way we just did, I just don't think he even believes it. I think he was saying it to be funny or to make sure everybody knows how stupid. He even says how dumb it would be, the dumbest thing, right? He even says it would be the dumbest thing to trade him, and it's super stupid. So
quick update. Yeah. Shane Lowry, is he doing it again? Okay, great shot from Shane Lowry here. He hit a shot from the fescue out of bounds, had to take a drop. That was his drop shot right there. And I think that's to save either bogey or double bogey.
And he's like within 10 feet.
Yes, it was an unbelievable shot. Right now, he is going to at least drop one stroke here with a possibility of dropping two. I don't know exactly what he's lying right now.
And he's two up.
He's two up. He's seven under. Daniel Brown's five under. Alex Noren's three. And he's tied with Justin Thomas, who has not teed off yet. Billy Horschel just finished his round at two under. This is going to be really interesting, Sal. Like, there is a lot of... we were talking with Brian Koziel in the 6 o'clock hour. I mentioned that the pre-rounds this week, a lot of the pre-tournament coverage talked about minus 14 being the number they thought that they were going to be at. Mm-hmm. If Shane Lowry doubles, gets to 5 under through 11, is 8 under a crazy thought? I mean, this could be a bloodbath, Sal. And a lot of open, like the links-style golf courses, you don't necessarily equate to having low, or I should say high scores. You would expect these guys to go really, really low. The conditions, I mean, you can just see they got the parasailers out there. The wind is whipping out there. And that's without any rain. And I think there's rain in the forecast this afternoon. So if the afternoon guys have to deal with the wind that these morning guys have dealt with and rain... It's going to be a bloodbath out there.
Shane Lowry up by two. He's 7 under. Daniel Brown, 5 under, as you just said. We'll see exactly where Lowry is after taking that drop shot and how many he's going to drop here. We just told you we can see our call screener. So thanks for calling in. We're going to get connected with our fans. Todd from Niagara Falls, getting connected with our fans, is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I hit the button there and it works. Look at that. Great job, Al Moranka, our engineer. Todd, go ahead. You're on WGR.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, the time is finally near. Rookies are in camp. And the veterans, if you call Josh Allen a veteran, he's back next week.
Yes, of course he is.
Correct?
Yeah, everybody reports on Tuesday. So the rookies are here. They're not practicing, just so everybody knows, Todd. They're just going through, like, whatever, meetings, orientations, things like that. You know, they're doing a lot of that stuff. They'll get ready. They'll report with the rest of the team at St. John Fisher on Tuesday, first practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, but what I've been hearing through the hearsay comments I hear around town is, I guess that Keon Coleman, he's supposed to be like a diamond in the rough. Now you got Curtis Samuel as a veteran receiver. And I don't want to bring up the Diggs story with Allen, but it was kind of like, you know, it's like the soap opera, Days of Our Lives, you know, with the hourglass. And it's kind of like, you know, I mean, would you call Josh Allen a veteran at this point?
Of course he is. Yes. Yes. Why would you not? He's been in the league. He's going in his eighth year.
Oh, is his eighth year?
Yeah.
And he's 28 years old?
He's going into his seventh year. Yeah. Yes, he's a veteran. Anybody who's 7 years into a league, he signed a second contract, he's a veteran. Yeah, once you're outside your rookie contract, you're certainly a veteran. I think you're a veteran once you're like 3 years in the league, basically. The average span of anyone is over 3 years. But yes, Josh Allen's a veteran. All right, 803-0550 if you want to get connected here. We have a Friday foursome winner we need to announce. Congratulations to JP from West Seneca on winning our Ultimate Golf Experience giveaway, including an invitation to play at the World AM Golf Tournament in Myrtle Beach with access to the 19th hole party, an Encore golf bag, and Encore golf balls, plus $2,000 in Visa gift cards to assist with travel and accommodations, courtesy of Labatt, Encore Golf, and WGR. JP from West Seneca, the Ultimate Golf Experience Giveaway winner. Congratulations. That's awesome. An awesome package that he wins. I was out in West Seneca yesterday. West Seneca East High School is where Dalton Kincaid and Spencer Brown held their football camp. Max was a part of it. Great to see so many kids out there. You know what was really cool for me, though, Nate? They weren't part of, like, it wasn't their camp, but they were still there helping out. Tight end Zach Davidson, offensive lineman Ryan Vandermark, and offensive lineman Tommy Doyle, who's not even going to play this year. They were out there helping their teammates and just kind of volunteering their time, essentially, right? How cool was that for four hours for two straight days? So
especially Tommy Doyle.
That's I know, really, to think about that. All right, yeah. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. Nate and I have a full hour before we get to Joe Licata at 9 a.m. And during that hour, I do want to talk about the Bills, of course, reporting for training camp and look around the AFC East. What happened?
He found his ball.
He found the original one that he hit into the gorse, that really long Shane Lowry.
So now he's going to hit it out of there instead of that provisional that he just took.
Oh. All right, we'll keep you updated. We're going to take a timeout. We'll watch during the break. We'll keep you updated. Joe Licata comes your way at 9 a.m. Bills report to training camp next week. AFC East talk, Buffalo Bills training camp talk. And how about this? It's your chance to see Matt Bove and I in person at training camp. It's always game day in Buffalo. I'm going to tell you all about it and the event we're going to be doing and where we're going to be doing it when we come back on the Jeremy and Joe Show. Sal and Nate filling in today on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.